Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, believe it or not, this is National Dog Bite Prevention Week. You know, every week's got to have some kind of a title, and that happens to be this one in my world. So when I said that, probably the first thing you thought of was dogs biting people. Well, that's part of it. We also have dogs biting dogs biting children, and dogs biting adults, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Dogs biting dogs. Usually the biggest problems are big dogs and little dogs. Last night I got a call right after work. By the way, my dog just got bitten by another dog, and I said, is it bleeding? Which is always my first question. They said yes, and I said, how much? And they said, quite a bit. My little rat terrier just got bitten by a Great Dane. So I said, bring it on down. I'll take a look. Well, the dog ended up with 9 holes in its neck. Surprised it didn't get worse, but it wasn't dead, and that was the first place. Ended up sewing the dog up, actually tore a muscle loose from his shoulder, so today he is a very, very sore and unhappy dog. So why did these things happen? In this case, the owner of the Great Dane that did the biting was on a leash and on a walk, and the rat terrier ran out and jumped up on the dog, and the dog bit it. So whose fault is that? Well, that's a good question, and I guess you can decide which one you think is more at blame in that situation. In our office, we always recommend that dogs stay on a 4-foot leash, and that's the very reason. Just because your dog won't bite anyone else doesn't mean the other dog won't come and bite your dog. So our liability insurance company says everybody's got to be on a 4-foot leash. Cats have to be in a carrier. If you don't have a carrier, we can loan you one, certainly. But it's simply to prevent problems. If your dog runs over to someone who's holding a cat on their lap and the cat on the lap isn't used to dogs, he's going to do something, and that's going to be scratch the owner, bite the owner, hurt the owner, or get away, and then it's a chase is on. So you have to be really careful in a place like ours. What about dogs biting children? One of the things that I've observed over the years is that small children that come into a home as babies and grow up with a dog, usually until the child is about 3 years old, the dog will let that little child do about anything. Pull on its ears, grab its tail, hold its foot, look in its mouth, take a hold of its lips. Kids do all kinds of things to dogs, and the dogs pretty much tolerate it. Seems like around 4 to 5 years of age, the dog says, okay, you're old enough to know better, and he starts knocking the kid down or pushing him away or putting his foot on him if he's big enough. So a lot of times, dogs and kids get along absolutely wonderful. Why do dogs bite kids? Well, one of the big reasons is they hurt them. Go up and grab their ear and pull it, grab their tail and pull it. The dog's going to react normally. If somebody comes up and grabs your ear, what are you going to do? Stand there and look at them and say, go ahead, pull it a little more? I doubt it. Sometimes kids get bitten because they steal things from the dog. Dog's chewing on a bone. They go over and pick it up. That's the dog's bone. Children have to learn that you can't do that. It was just like, again, you're eating a nice juicy steak and somebody comes over and takes your plate away. What are you going to do? Certainly not going to sit there and say, hey, that's my steak. Please bring it back. You're going to go, hey, give that back here. A lot of times we have problems with dogs that are asleep and children. Children take naps. Dogs take naps. Cats actually sleep 18 out of every 24 hours, so they're big nap takers. That's where the term catnap comes from. So if they're sleeping and you go over and you disturb them out of a sound sleep, again, think about yourself. You fell asleep in the chair. Somebody comes over and whacks you on the side of the head or grabs your foot or grabs your hand, you're going to come right up out of that chair and you're going to go, what's going on? Well, the dog's normal intention is to bite whoever's doing it. So please don't do those kinds of things. That's how children get bitten. It's not necessarily the dog's fault. What about dogs and adults? One of the things that I see people doing that I recommend they do not do, and that is don't play tug of war with your dog. Tug of war is an aggressive game. Not only does it teach them that it's okay to pull stuff away, but it also teaches them to try to get the better of you. And the way they do that is they grab higher and higher on what you're playing tug of war with. And pretty soon, you're going to get your finger bitten. Bad game. Don't play it. Sometimes when you chase a dog or when you get him cornered is a time where the dog is going to turn and react to you. might be a really nice dog, but if you're chasing him because he did something bad in the house and you get him in the corner and you go after him and he's frightened, he's liable to bite you. So pay attention to what the dog is doing. Sometimes when you're trying to discipline them because they do something wrong, it's a great way to get bitten. You've got him by the collar and you're yelling at him and he's going to turn around and try to bite you to get away. So what are the conclusions from all of this? First off, know your dog. Know what you can get by with and what you can't. Train your dog that biting is wrong. That's a training thing. Obedience train your dog. I don't care if it's a tiny little 6-pound Yorkie or whether it's a 140-pound Rottweiler. Train your dog. Go to obedience training. It's all important. And don't subject your dog to strange environments. Don't take him to the Little League Diamond. It's actually against the rules to have a dog out there. I actually saw one the other night. But it's one of those things that this is a strange place. He gets hit by a ball. He's going to go look for whoever hit him. And he can't find that. He's going to get to the closest person. Anytime that you're out and you're, let's say you're running towards someone, your dog has to know that that's a friend. You're going to greet him. You have to have your dog trained. You have to know your dog. If you're out in the public with your dog, make sure you have him under control and know exactly what you can expect out of your dog. This is Dr. Keith Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And until next week, don't forget to call us at 243-2121. Don't forget to call us at 243-2121, sometimes with your behavioral problems and when your dog gets bitten. Thanks. I ran a little long, but I...